Our scripture today comes from the letter of Paul to the church meeting in Ephesus, Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19. I'm using the New Living Translation. So I invite you, if you will, to listen deeply to the words of encouragement that Paul is giving to that house church. When I think of all this, I'll fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in us, for the word of God with us, thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Fill this place with your presence. Fill our hearts to overflowing. Fill our minds, oh God, with your word. Your word who speaks across all time. Your word who speaks through every barrier. Your word who gives life. And help us in this moment to feel you transforming our lives. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For we, your children, are listening. Amen. In this iconic film, Ray Kinsella has been searching in his life for meaning, and the voice has come to him and given him messages. And in this voice, it has pleaded with him to go the distance. And he's come and found Terrence Mann, this famous writer of in the 60s, and he's kidnapped Terrence to bring him along on this journey of discovery. This journey that takes twists and turns. This journey in which Terrence admires Ray's passion, and they're in search of trying to find out where their life's depth and width and length. They're in search of something they do not know that will give them a measure of hope, a measure of purpose. I think we're all in search of that, are we not? We're all wanting to find out who we are. Though misguided in this movie, I believe that in God's grace and in God's unity, we can find that. And thus, we come to our last lesson in the Back to Basics series, that of perfecting grace. We have looked at all those things that make us distinctly Wesleyan, distinctly Methodist, and now we come to that which Wesley contributed the most to our understanding of the Christian pathway. To review, let's look at love and grace. We talked about God seeking love, how God has been pursuing us across all of human history. We call that preparing grace or prevenient grace. And last week, we talked about God's redeeming love, that God would go to all the depths, even unto death on the cross and the resurrection, to save us. We call that justification. And today, we're going to talk about God's transforming love, that love that will take us and transform us. We call that perfecting grace or sanctification. Justification is what God does for us in the effecting of Jesus' death for the forgiveness of our sins. Sanctifying grace is what God does in us and the holiness of our heart and lives, as Bishop Ken Carter has reminded us so many, many times. The Apostle Paul says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Remember, we can trust in Christ because we understand the nature of God is love. Unending, unconditional love, a love that will never fail us, a love that wishes to correct us, but a love that always desires us. And your roots will grow deep down into this love and keep you strong. It is that growth. It is that growing deep in God's love, that never turning us away, that begins this great work within us. And we are moving on to perfection, that going on to perfection, as Wesley says. It is not static. It is not an end point. It is not that we have arrived. Wesley, in fact, says, to say that you have arrived at perfection bespeaks of pride, bespeaks of Phariseeism, bespeaks of the fact that you are not being perfected in love. For you see, I don't know about you, but there are times when we turn away from grace. There are times when we backslide. There are times when we fall from this grace. And we have to return to God and say, oh God, I have failed you. I have broken your law. I have strayed away from that covenant. And I need to come back. It's this ongoing process. We keep moving on. Keep moving on. We keep growing in love. We keep maturing. We keep going on. It is a going on to perfection. Paul says, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people, how wide, how long, how deep, and how high is his love. And that will take us all of our lifetime to figure it out. I sometimes think I understand it, and then something happens, and I go, oh my gosh, I'm still such a baby. You know, I don't know about you, but I've had those moments when I think I've made three steps forward, and then the next thing you know, I'm making two steps back, right? You know, and then I had to say, God, forgive me, show me the error of my ways, and teach me, oh God, how to love more perfectly. And we get to this point where we just pant after God's love. Remember the psalmist says, as a deer panteth for the water, oh Lord, my soul pants for you. That is when we begin to understand the mighty measure of God's love for us. And when we begin to understand how much God loves us and how much we love God, then that love of God leads us to the love of God's people. We cannot say that we love God and then not love the people of God. And then as we move out into the world and we begin to bring comfort and wholeness and health and healing in the name of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through the grace of God to the world, then we become confronted once again with our own misguided notions, our own isms. We begin to think to ourselves, is this how I've contributed to the hurt of the world? And then we must come back to God and say, oh Lord, forgive me for how I have sinned in this way. Oh Lord, forgive me for any way that I've contributed to the hurt that I have seen. And God convicts us of this, and then we move out once again into the world. It's this constant motion of back and forth, of allowing God, through the light of Christ, to shed that light in the deep, dark recesses of our minds and our hearts. It's this constant dance, if you will, as we continue to move inward with God, outward to God's people. And Paul says in the last verse that we read, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. Sanctification, this moving into perfecting love, means that we gradually begin to have the mind and perspective of Christ, meaning that we have humility, meaning that we see people through God's eyes, meaning that our heart breaks for that which breaks God's heart. that we realize that we are made in the image of God, and so is everyone else. And that we are here to love and be loved as Christ loved us. So once we realize that, then we have some questions to ponder. First, is my discipleship moving toward a more perfect love? Or is it self-centered? Is it all about me? Or is it moving in the way of Christ? Am I so consumed about my own affairs, my own wants, and my own desires? Or am I truly willing to open my heart and my mind to enter into this blessed journey with Christ? The second question we must ask ourselves is, do I love God's people? Do I truly love them? Not in a controlling fashion, not in what I can get from them, not so that I may glorify myself, but so that I might be Christ to them. And is that love evidenced by my actions? My actions and all the decisions that I make. Am I willing to stand up for those whose voices have been silenced? Am I willing to make choices that will do no harm? Am I willing to be courageous and bold in my love? And will the world know that I am a Christian by that love? And lastly, am I willing to help someone else go the distance? Because you see, it's not just me and Jesus. It's we and Jesus. It's all of us together. For we are a community of faith, working together, discipling together. Are we willing to be with someone else as they go on this journey? Are we willing to walk together as we move in this way of perfecting love? I pray that we will honestly and authentically ponder these questions, allowing the grace of God to move among our own hearts and among our hearts collectively, that we will be the light of Christ here on the Bend and in Hendersonville and Gallatin, so that when people see us, they go, those are people who love the Lord, who are true Christians, who love with courage, who love with boldness, who are willing to sacrifice in the name of Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our final hymn today is I Need Thee Every Hour, number 397 in our United Methodist hymnal. As you stand, as you are able, I invite you to ponder these questions. The altar is open for every prayer needs that you have. Come as the Spirit leads you as we sing, I Need Thee Every Hour, number 397.